This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin who qualify will start getting admissions offers from the Universities of Wisconsin next week. Wisconsin seniors who've met direct admit requirements are now automatically admitted to UW schools without having to apply. Participating students are urged to check their high school email accounts. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a new bill to cap annual out-of-pocket prescription drug costs at $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would also extend the out-of-pocket savings seniors on Medicare will see next year under the Inflation Reduction Act. A Wisconsin congressman wants to make the Apostle Islands a national park. It would be Wisconsin's first national park. Representative Tom Tiffany's bill would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve so people could keep hunting there. The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is famous for its natural beauty, cultural history, and hiking and kayaking. Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way, and it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally in West Allis. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. The Department of Natural Resources reminds riders to wear safety equipment. People born in or after 1998 need to finish a safety course. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's fishing enthusiasts will soon be able to carry firearms with them when out on the waters. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources agreed to rescind the rule that prevented anglers from carrying firearms after the ban was challenged in a lawsuit by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. In the lawsuit, the conservative group argued that the 1999 rule was overly broad and limited all firearms along the state's waters. Anglers will still be prohibited from using a firearm to shoot fish. A new substance abuse recovery center is open in Superior. According to a Northern News Now report, Highlands Restoration and Wellness opened its doors this summer with the goal of helping women recover from substance abuse disorders. Founder of the recovery center, Emily Mack, says the region is underserved in this regard, and the closest similar facility is in Eau Claire. The recovery residence has space for 16 inpatient clients who can stay for anywhere between 3 to 12 months, depending on their recovery needs. Superior Sidewalk Days got underway on Wednesday, featuring dozens of local vendors on the streets in the city's business district. According to a Northern News Now report, business district officials say the annual event provides a great opportunity for local businesses to show off their inventories to residents who may not know about them yet. The Sidewalk Days event will be open to the public through Saturday around Tower Avenue and Belknap Street, with some popular businesses offering great discounts. Duluth community members held their own meeting regarding proposed ordinance changes by the city council. According to a WDIO report, residents and nonprofit representatives that attended the meeting shared their concerns that the changes would essentially criminalize homelessness without addressing the root causes, like a lack of shelter and housing beds. The city council had previously delayed the vote on the ordinances due to community pushback, and that vote is now scheduled for July 29th. Fans of Duluth's new arena football team have gotten more heat than they've bargained for over the last two weekends. According to a Fox 21 report, the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center Arena's 57-year-old air conditioning unit was taken offline in 2023 after failing to pass inspection, and a new one may not be installed until next summer. DECC officials say there's a long process for getting the needed money and installing the new chiller, so until they do, they'll need to find other ways to keep the arena cool enough for fans. Ascensia Health invited the public to meet their new surgical training assistance robots at St. Mary's Medical Center this week. According to a Northern News Now report, the new robots are meant to help train surgeons with specific types of surgeries like knee replacements, bone cutting and grafting, and lung cancer diagnosis. Officials from the healthcare organization say the robots will make their team more efficient and provide pinpoint guidance for their highly trained surgeons. There are four of the robotic surgical tools in use. United States Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District has proposed a bill to redesignate the Apostle Islands in the Northwest region from a national lakeshore to a national park. According to a Northern News Now report, Congressman Tiffany says the Apostle Islands' reclassification would strengthen conservation efforts, boost the local economy, and create new job opportunities. A hearing on the legislation in the House Natural Resources Subcommittee was scheduled for Wednesday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting artwork entries for the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl stamp design contests. According to a press release, hunters are required to purchase the stamps to harvest the three game birds, and their sales typically bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars. The funding is then put towards species management projects throughout the state, like habitat management, restoration, education, and research projects. Rules for the contests are available online. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but you know, our bullpen was our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game. You know, they were great. Pyamps was a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the ninth inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that you know, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And yeah, I was really pleased with that.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better. Like, that's what this whole defense is about. Like, for each and everybody, for everybody out there, to where we know for a fact, like, we got a goal at the end, and it's a Super Bowl. To be a Super Bowl defense, we want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. So like, we don't want to be like, oh, we relying on the offense and all that stuff. Like, nah, like, we want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love when celebrities complain about things only celebrities can relate to. According to Variety, during a recent appearance on Conan O'Brien's Conan Needs a Friend podcast, Lisa Kudrow says she used to get very upset with studio audiences when they laughed too hard at jokes that she didn't think were all that funny, saying that it irritated her and could mess up the actor's timing. I'm guessing the millions of dollars per episode helped her get over her totally misplaced anger at people who are not even paid to be there and are trying to help. If you think for one second that Big Brother cast members Angela and Matt are going to patch things up, you've got another think coming, sister. In a recent teaser for the show, Angela called Matt crazy eyes when he insinuated that she was a genuine threat to him. Whoa, it's on. I have to be honest, I've never seen the show, but after seeing this trailer, I have no idea how it's been on this long. In rhetorical question of the day news, do you think there will be a twist or sequel? According to Yahoo News, cast members are keeping the door open to the possibility of pocketing millions more dollars. But actress Katie O'Brien says when a movie is done really well, it doesn't need a sequel. Negotiating through the press much, Katie? Actor Brandon Perea thought a better idea might be to shoot a prequel. That's a great idea. Maybe take the S off and call it Twister. They might not be the brightest cast, but the film had the third highest opening of the summer behind Inside Out 2 and Dune. So they did something right. Okay, sports fans, get ready for serious crooning as Celine Dion prepares to make a comeback during the Olympics. Word on the street is it will be during the opening ceremonies July 26th. This will mark the singer's first performance since 2022 when she stopped touring after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. I don't know much about stiff person syndrome, aside from it being named after Ben Affleck. Fans of the show Modern Family might appreciate a new similar reality show called Wayne Brady, The Family Remix. Brady pitched the idea as a sitcom, but said he got no respect from writers and turned to the reality world. Brady says the show promises to be authentic and real as his family deals with divorce, coming out, love, and loss. Brady says his family's life is so much more exciting than anything writers could create. That is probably true, but will it be funny? You can find out for yourself as the show premieres July 24th on Freeform. Okay, Wisconsin Jackass fans, are you ready for this? It's just been announced that comedian and on-screen nudist Steve-O will appear at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, November 13th. Tickets go on sale Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m. and can be purchased at the PAC website or Ticketmaster. Steve-O will perform in Thrivent Hall, and tickets will set you back about $42, which is a great deal if he keeps his pants on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today is going to be a pretty nice day, but after today, it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Sunny today, 81, south wind at around 5. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunny, 85. The weekend, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.